Thank you.
How do you do a lot? Do you run out of shit to talk about or what?
What, a podcast?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know.
I'm blanking today, dude.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Stevie.
We'll talk about whatever I want to talk about. You know what I mean?
Well, you just said you had nothing, though.
I know, but I just want to see what happens when... I just want to see what happens when this
thing
comes on.
Don't be the aggressive person with nothing.
Yeah, I just want to see what happens when this thing turns on.
Yeah.
I have an opening, though. I'm going to open a certain way.
Okay. Damn, huh? I remember him from all the cruise ships, huh? This guy right here. Damn, bro. He's like the guy that's trying to fuck everybody on the cruise ships, you know? He's like the fucking Laotian school teacher.
Laotian. Yeah, you do look like Laotian.
The face.
Well,
dimension?
No, Southeast Asian always has
with
white
the white face.
Face.
Yeah.
White face. Yeah.
You look like somebody you would find in the woods if you went looking way deep in the woods, like in Polynesia.
Like what?
What I'd be doing though?
Sweatshop. You have a little sweatshop, dude.
Yeah, you'd be running the sweatshop too.
But there's no one else working.
Yeah. Just me alone.
Yeah. You run the sweatshop, but nothing's being made. Yeah, there's like sewing machines and things.
Yeah,
you have machinery
pushing buttons.
No, there's no fabric.
There's no fabric.
Okay. No
guy.
Yeah.
You know what, sweetie? You have some really thick legs.
Yeah. Thank you.
He does.
Thank you. Let's start.
Female thick.
Where's George? Oh,
yeah. Like that,
George.
We're starting, George.
Yeah, like that young kind of
high school thick.
Wow. No hair at the top of your legs either.
No.
Oh,
wow,
sweetie.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. Yum, yum.
Whoa.
You're doing the Kendall Jenner. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
You should get that cut off, huh? What is that?
It's a fupa.
That's a fupa?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get that cut off or donated, huh?
I got that too.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore. What are you wearing?
Huh?
Welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. Wow. Welcome. Oh, man. We got fucking Footloose in the audience. But what we got here is a Tiger Belly episode with me, Blanky.
What was your name?
Blanky. My name is Blanky. And we got Flats.
Flats.
You got Flats right there. We got
Kendall Jenner.
What?
Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, Kendall Jenner. We got
that's funny.
We got
how's that not a Halloween costume? Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, right.
Just the whole family.
Don't say.
All
don't even
together.
Talk until I fucking introduce you. What
Sorry.
Do you think, Tom Cruise for a fucking Strictly Business?
Ooh. Ooh.
Strictly. Yeah.
Strictly
Business.
I'm
Strictly.
Stevie.
Yeah, you're Strictly, dude.
Hey.
No, don't do that yet. Dude. Don't do that yet.
I'm Stevie.
No, don't do my brother right now, man.
Bubba.
We got this dude right here.
Bob's a wild card. Bob. Oh, me and Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, yeah.
We got George. We got my girl right here.
How long have we been brothers? Oh, I don't know. Let me text you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we got the King Rat right here, man. We got Country.
Raton.
Country Times USA, right? We got fucking...
The White. Fucking lemur hunter, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. White Knights, Low Thunder, right here.
That's
a new name, dude.
Cage
White
free
Lights,
pussy,
no
bro.
Low Thunder, bro.
I'm after that cage free pussy, dude. You know what I'm saying?
You're
America.
Dickless free. We got dickless free here, man. Yeah. We got fucking gouge eyes.
Gouge.
We got gouge eyes here, man. We got
you're lucky.
Theo Vaughn, everybody. Clap your hands.
Yeah.
Theo Vaughn.
You're lucky
AKA
we're not in the fucking jungles,
nothing.
Bro.
AKA nothing.
Oh, whatever, dude. I see you got your boy right here.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about my boy right here, man.
The DJ from every cruise ship.
Bingo, 7 p.m.
Right. Bingo, 7 p.m. You think you were in a cruise ship, you get laid or no?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't
the cruise director always gets laid, no?
Yeah.
No.
069 in my room, huh?
Yeah.
That'd be his big pickup.
Do you ever
line.
Play a cruise ship as a stand up?
No, dude. I would never do that.
Yeah. I've never been offered, but even if they offered, I'd say no.
Are there comedians that accept that?
Oh, yeah. A lot of comics do cruise ships. Oh.
But
a
is
lot
it out of
them.
Like desperation or they really want to be on a cruise?
It seems desperate, man.
You think?
Yeah, man.
I think some people like to be on cruises, some people like buffets. I mean, I have a friend that goes on cruises just for buffets.
Oh, really?
He never even goes outside and looks at the water or anything. He just stays in the boat and just goes to the buffet. Because it's 24-hour buffet.
I love buffets. I love when they have honeycomb.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have regular honey. They have honeycomb.
Honeycomb's the best.
What do you mean?
Is that expensive?
Where is that? Yeah.
Hawaii.
Yeah, that sounds
fancy. Yeah, places, honeycomb dude. Here.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I don't never see
Ralph's.
That.
Go to Ralph's, man.
Well, where do you think honey comes from, bro?
I know where honey comes from. Trees, brother.
Wait, what? No, they don't come from trees, dude.
Yeah.
That's sap, bro. We're talking about sap, dude. I'm not talking about no sap. I'm talking about honeycomb, bro.
Tree?
That's gonna be nowhere. From the south, that's where.
I got caught up. I got caught up in that sap scandal, dude.
No, dude.
That hit a lot of the southern U.S., bro.
When Theo doesn't know what he's talking about, he closes his eyes.
Yeah.
Real Asian.
Yeah. You really don't know where? You know where? You know who makes honey, though, right?
Yeah, bees, man.
There we go. Then that's. You know, that's, we're halfway there.
And other animals. There's something else that makes honey. What kind of? There's another insect that they're starting to get honey out of. What is it? I'm not sure.
I don't know. But
let me look that
bears?
Up.
Bears?
No.
Bears are taken
out of pots.
Yeah.
Bears are taken.
They make it too. How do you know they don't make it?
But sap isn't that bad on a biscuit if you put sugar with it, you know? That's the only thing. Sap is like, it's kind of like honey, but it's definitely a lot more tart, you know? And you could barely chew.
You want to know about tart sap? I got some right here.
Really?
Body right now, bro.
Ugh.
Right in your fucking eyes, bro.
Oh, I can't even imagine the petri dish that surrounds your fucking bald bag.
Let me ask
you
something right now, dude. And this is a real question, dude. Mm-hmm. If like people in this country had a disease, right? Mm-hmm. And they're all going to die.
What's my favorite disease?
No, the only way to cure it is if you suck my dick. Mm-hmm. Would you suck my dick? I'm talking about billions of people, bro.
Well, billions of people, what?
What do you mean, what?
Well, you said, like, basically, you said, would you suck my dick?
Billions of people? I was like, what does he mean, watching?
No, I'm just saying, though, there's some sort of some disease in the country, right?
Do you really have a dick? I bet you have, like, a kazoo.
Yeah.
Makes no
sense. Would you suck it, though, to save millions of people's lives, or what?
I mean, here's what I would do. I wouldn't suck it.
Yeah.
But if someone else sucked it, you know, and it was late at night, I might smell their breath really fast.
Oh, you would do that?
Yeah.
Oh, but I
wouldn't cure the disease.
That would cure probably 100 people, maybe.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
as long as I'm one of those 100, then that's fine with me, dude.
Well, ask the reverse. Would I suck your dick for fucking?
For billions?
Yeah.
What do you think? Ask me.
Would you suck my dick for a little, for 70, 80 bucks?
What?
Yeah. Wait, what?
That's it?
Yeah.
70, 80 bucks?
Not save the world?
What, you're not going to... Just give me 80. Can you just give me 80?
Okay, sure. <God. laughs>
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, round it out to 100.
What about for a cheat code on that Bejeweled game you play or whatever?
Ooh.
Tempting.
That's tough.
What about for mystery levels? Would you suck dick for mystery levels? What's that game called?
Whatever, man. Whatever.
That game your car runs on? What is it? His car runs on that game. What is it?
Yeah.
It's like Bejeweled or something.
Yeah,
man. So, yeah, yes, I would then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you so aggressive, dude?
Well, right now,
you're so like bad. Yeah, you're like.
What up, dude?
You're like Beijing. You're like back of the.
Whoa! Fupa alert.
Look like a sick animal.
You like fat meals or what?
Wait.
Yeah, that's a fat meal, dude.
So weird I'm going to say this, but that looks a lot more. Is that shaved?
Usually yeah, I shave. I know. I've been shaving it as of late. Yeah.
Because usually it's a bush.
Yeah, look.
Let me see.
Oh, wow. That is crazy. Huh?
Yeah,
it looks like it needs to be drained.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
I have leaky things in my body.
I could see that.
Yeah. You know, when I was on the show, I did Portland Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the second show.
What club?
At the Helium.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Fun. And I was on stage, and then I was doing a bit, and all of a sudden, I just shit my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever shit your pants on stage?
No, I've shit my pants, like, in a couple of different places, but I've never shit my pants on stage, but you...
And I stopped the show.
Yeah.
Oh.
I went, good night, and I went backstage, and then here's the crazy part. No, it was the first show Friday night, because then I took my pants down, and there was a load of shit in my pants.
Oh. No warning?
No, you don't have leaky shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then what happened was...
Who cares what happened after that? I'm saying this is already disgusting. And it's already like, here's the thing,
Can I just finish my story, guy?
Yeah, you can.
All right. So I go to the manager. I go,
Manager? Like they manage your fucking asshole, dude?
No, I go,
grow up.
Can you go to the store and get me Imodium AD?
What?
Right.
Because he had a second show.
For what?
A second show.
Imodium AD from what? The periodic table?
No, Imodium. No, that's not an element, bro.
Yeah, it is.
No, no, look at that. Imodium AD. Imodium AD.
Where does honey come from?
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Honey
come from trees.
Come from the woods.
Yeah, yeah. But he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, give me Imodium AD.
Because he's a fucking adult, dude.
No, no. How am I going to do the second show if I have diarrhea?
I don't care. Wrap your body in something, dude, and get out there, shit boy. You know? Paddle the fucking riddle, shit boy.
He had to get me underwear. He had to get me all that stuff, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was a disaster Friday night. Mm. You never shit your pants, man?
Let me think about what happened to me one time. Oh, I remember one time I got stuck in a tunnel. My car broke down in a tunnel in Pittsburgh, and I had to defecate extremely. And that's French, actually, for shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to defecate. And so I got in my backseat of my car, and the only, like, I didn't have any choice. This was like, you know, it was like something had gotten into my body, like a pink eye had gotten into my stomach. Whoa. And all the shit in my body was coming out of my body.
You had pink eye in your stomach?
Yeah, it was like, hey, we need all this shit out of here.
I had gingivitis once in my stomach.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In your mouth?
And I got diarrhea from that, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how I got down there.
And I had to defecate into a Frisbee. Out of upside down Frisbee was all I had.
Really? Be real.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What?
And so I'm in this tunnel. There were cars whizzing by. Here's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Extremely hard to poop when cars are going by at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour and furious, too.
Yeah.
Furious. Like, and also white people. Like, it was Pittsburgh, so it's furious white people driving by. I can, if other people, some certain ethnicities, I can shit easier when they're driving by, honestly. You know, like if a couple of brothers are rolling by blasting some fucking good music, I can fucking blow ass all day into a Frisbee, right?
No
problem. I'm part of the, you know, everybody's, you know, everybody seems like it's more laid back.
Yeah, yeah.
But an angry white dudes, you know, rolling by, you know, 6, 7,
well, they would probably call somebody too, huh?
Oh, they weren't calling anybody. I mean, the only free finger they had, they were waving it out the window at me.
They
weren't using it to dial the phone.
So you shit on a Frisbee.
I had a shit in the open, now,
not the top part, but the bottom part.
A Frisbee is basically a cup, basically the size.
Oh, yeah. A plate.
It's a plate.
A plate.
Well, a plate is just a cup. That's way spaced out.
Let me get this straight. Hang on. Are you
a plate
still
is just
driving?
A wide cup.
No.
Are you pulled over?
I pulled over the car. I think honestly, I'd run out of gas.
Why did you just shit on the ground? Why did you have to like put a plate underneath?
Yeah, so it's dark. Shit on the fucking ground. What's on shit?
In a tunnel,
why would you have to plate
idiot.
Your own shit?
Okay, you should be familiar with tunnels, dude.
Why?
Huh?
Because of Vietnam. Because you're gonna do that shit again right now, man?
What shit, bro?
Why are you?
Oh, dude. Whoa,
right? You're doing that Nam shit again, huh, bro?
What Nam? What?
You thought that I was digging tunnels in the Ho Chi Minh Trail and trying to attack you people?
No, I thought you meant that Nam, was me? The fruit juice, the pomegranate fruit juice that's always in there. What is that stuff
called?
Palm. Yeah, no. No, dude.
No, not Palm. Nam.
Bro, I don't believe in Vietnam. I don't believe in a
happened?
Lot of war. Huh?
I'm
not saying it didn't happen, dude.
Are you those?
They never found the boats, dude.
Right.
It's just like slavery. They never found the boats.
What do you mean tunnels, though, bro?
So anyway, I'm in a tunnel, and there's only two lanes going each way. There's nowhere to get out in a tunnel. Like, in a tunnel, you know?
Right.
Cars are whizzing by.
Yeah.
And so I had to get in the back seat and defecate into this Frisbee.
Right.
And then wait for the cops to come.
Why did the cops come?
Had to call the cops. I had just shit in a Frisbee in my car, and I needed help.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I didn't learn from that story. I'll tell you what I didn't learn.
Okay. Say something.
I didn't learn that a cup and a plate are the same fucking thing. They're not the same thing.
Depends on who you ask. Depends on who, where you are, how strong the gravity is in an area, how fresh the cup, how recently you made it, how warm is the clay. A fucking cup is just, a plate is just a wide, wide cup. The sides can't get along, bro.
A poem?
That's all it is. Yeah. No, man, that's the truth, dude.
Wow.
Go beat a plate apart with a hammer and then tape it together.
Yeah.
And don't do a good job.
Would a bowl be the same as a plate?
Go beat a cup apart, I'm sorry, with a hammer.
That's true. You flatten it out, maybe there's
and
a plate.
And tape it together.
Right.
What do you have?
You have a fucking plate, dude.
You got a plate.
And he fucking won.
How does he
Theo
do
Vaughn,
it?
I don't know how you how do it, dude. You're crafty, dude, huh?
Chinkmate, man.
Would you say chinkmate?
I didn't say chink. I said checkmate.
I heard.
I heard chick mate.
Oh my bro, bro. Don't set me up for racial shit.
I'm not.
Dude.
I'm not.
I for
but dude,
I, whoa.
But
you're, I would what, never
can
say
can
that.
Can I just say this though, dude?
Yeah.
A couple of things you did already. Okay.
I would never you, say I, that,
put
bro.
Put your fucking Tom Cruise strictly business glasses on, okay, dude? So this is what I'm saying, dude.
Dude, I just washed my hair today.
I know this. You look great. Thank but what you. I was saying though is that you accused me of making tunnels.
Mm-hmm. You, I didn't say that.
You
I said
chink,
you might have heard.
You said chink mate.
I would never say that, dude.
Clever pun.
Very clever. On your podcast, we talked about how you can't tell us a different, tell us apart, Asians.
That's not true. I know he's from Laos.
I know. But if you saw him in the, like there was other, five mm-hmm. other Laos guys, mm-hmm. would you go, oh, that's that dude from Tiger Belly? Or you'd be like, no, that's five Laos guys.
I'd be like, that's the guy from the cruise, first of all. it's the same thing everybody does, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
bro, if you had a tag, a name tag that said Rico on it, you'd get fucked all the time. So, and look, man, I'm trying to work with you guys, you know? That's what I'm saying,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gotten tight with the JK guys.
I know, dude.
Yeah. And they're, a lot of them are Vietnamese. A lot of them are from Mexico.
There's not
one Vietnamese.
There's not one Vietnamese person on that
fucking
crew.
Is there? There's two Mexicans there for
yeah,
sure.
There's two is Mexicans,
there?
Yeah.
Who knows what there is? I don't see colors, bro. I don't see colored people.
Damn, chink mate again.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa, did you say dude. That?
I never
did
said that. That
no, you said that, Gilbert, that time.
Yeah, and you did say it. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are there any racial slurs?
Pawn. You know? I didn't say it, bro. Or I would never say it. I wouldn't say. I would not say
I know,
that.
I know you would never say
I feel
that.
Bad
man.
Now that somebody's.
Are there any
it.
Slurs that white people get offended by?
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what offends me is somebody says redneck. That offends me.
Oh, why?
Because you know? I'm not a redneck, and people say it a lot of times, and it makes me mad. Mm. You know,
but they probably say it to you in a joking manner, right?
I mean, I don't know.
You're pretty sophisticated for a redneck.
But if you say something to somebody, you know, and it offends, it just, I guess it matters how they take it. So if somebody does say it, and I'll be like, you know, I don't like being called that, you know?
Right. But redneck can't be as bad as the N-word or faggot. Or,
oh, I'm not saying it's.
Can I say that? Should be.
You're not calling anyone.
I'm not calling you a faggot. Yeah, so.
No. I mean, I don't know, man. I think for different, you know, here's the thing. Different people affecting people differently. I mean, here's another thing. Like, I mean, people like that were slaves, you know, or that were, those people are all gone now. You know, those people aren't with us anymore. So the effect that a word is going to have, it's not going to be the same on somebody today as it is going to be, have been on somebody.
That's true. That
years
is very
ago.
True. That's true.
You know, there's no yeah. way it can be.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I don't know what it's like to be called certain things. Certain things don't affect me. You know what I'm saying? You call me cripple. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're not crippled though.
I'm not crippled. Yeah, so yeah, I wouldn't, yeah. that wouldn't hurt my feelings very much. You
yeah.
know, you call me, you know, pervo or something, or, you know,
yeah,
you know,
you do have a pervy vibe about you.
Yeah.
Do you really do? I think you do.
I think it's kind of cute, but
yeah, yeah. What?
But I'm
you
also
think your pervy
kind of pervy.
Vibe, you think your pervy vibe is cute?
I think some of it is, dude. I think it is. When I get real tired, I can barely see. I can barely open my eyes, and it kind of spooks people out.
I'd love to go camping with you one day.
No way, bro.
Why?
Dude.
You and I camping?
You and me camping. Where are you going to camp? Right outside of here? I can't see you going very far.
No. Then we'll go to Colorado.
No, we're not going to Colorado.
Why?
Bro, are you just saying things you see on a map? I can't see you going to Colorado.
No, dude, I've been
bro.
To Colorado.
Have
dude,
you really?
I really did think that you and I could go camping.
I would love to go camping sometime.
You and I?
Well, he's from Georgia.
No,
from
he
damn...
doesn't come. He doesn't come. Just you and I. We could get some things done.
What? Yeah.
You think?
Like I think Kalani needs to come to make sure that you eat and that I eat. Who's going to do anything?
You and I are going
to
both.
You and I would starve to death, dude, in a fucking grocery store.
I think we could
are
hunt.
Are you outdoorsy at all?
Huh?
Are you outdoorsy at all?
Yeah, I like to be outdoors, man. I don't mind being outdoors. Like, I'll go out there and wait for an Uber. You know, I don't wait inside.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but you seem like you from the outdoors, though.
I mean, I
like you know some things.
I spent a lot of time outdoors growing up, you know. I think here's the weird thing about California. You get kind of immune to some of that in a weird way. Mm-hmm. It's, or Los Angeles.
Right.
I think the rest of America, you're more in the elements more.
Yeah. But when I was in Honduras, for a month.
Honduras.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Carlos Mencia took me there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I was complaining the whole boat ride over there.
Mm.
We landed in
did a, you have to take a boat there?
Yeah, because we landed in the major airport. Then we took another little plane to another like field.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to take a 4-hour like boat ride to his village.
Mm.
And during the boat ride, I was complaining the whole time.
Wow.
Fuck this. because I was younger. That's how I sounded. All these fucking mosquitoes. Fuck this shit. You know, there's no electricity. I'm not going to make it, Carlos. I'm not going to make it.
Oh, damn, bro. Oh, my
God. That's why I was screaming that shit. Is that a cow? There was a dead cow in the river.
Oh.
Is that a motherfucking cow, Carlos?
That's a deity, you idiot. That's not a fucking...
Right.
That's a deity.
A deity.
Yeah.
And when I got there, I was complaining for 3 days.
I can see that.
There's no toilet. You can flush nothing, right? Yeah.
You don't know how to just shit.
Shit in a frisbee, dude.
2 weeks later, I was walking around naked with a spear. Wow. Yeah. I fucking acclimated, dude. Yeah, yeah. The kids were following me around, the village kids, right? We were like on logs, like balancing ourselves on logs and shit. Like I became a primitive man.
I can see that.
Yes, I can adapt. Really? You can see that?
I could see. I don't know. I don't really can't. I really can't see you adapting, actually.
But I did.
Yeah, but that was then.
No, and no.
What do you mean then, dude? You said it was back then.
Yeah, but like 20 years ago.
Yeah, and you're so different now.
I know, but I think that I have the ability to do it.
Do you remember what it feels like to even be hungry at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was hungry the other day, man.
I mean,
I was hungry in my hotel room in Portland.
And what'd you do?
I tried to walk to the Red Robin.
And what, you fainted?
There's a Red Robin by the house, and I tried to MapQuest it. It was you know how you when you're walking and map questing, you don't know
who
what
uses to, map yeah.
Google, yeah, I do.
Google Maps? Be careful. You'll go straight to heaven if you walk and map quest at the same time. You can go straight map to heaven, quest. Dude.
Yeah, and I was going, and I was, and then all of a sudden I went 9 blocks, and I was going the opposite direction.
Oh,
right. So I didn't know what to do, and I was so hungry. I had woken up at 4 p.m. There was no food at the hotel.
He's sort of an old dad in that way. Like he doesn't have the Uber app or the Postmates app on his phone. It's all on mine.
I don't know how to Uber.
So, and
I'm not allowed or something.
So like he still prints out directions from MapQuest.
I do.
Do you know what I mean? Like he doesn't know how to use apps at all. He only knows his games.
But luckily there was a drive-through Starbucks.
That's
there.
Crazy though,
right?
Man.
And I got a fucking one of those breakfast sandwiches and that
oh
I
my
lived.
God.
So I was hungry then. So I know what it's like to be hungry.
Oh, that certainly is a plight.
Yeah.
Do you think, honestly, and I mean, you're in love with this man and you see him a lot. Do you think he could survive outdoors? Like, here, let me pick an element and you tell me how long he could survive in it.
All right.
Okay? Rain.
Oof. Cold or tropical?
Ooh. Good question. Just so, you know, let's go.
Because those are two very...
Well, look, I'll support Tom Cruise over here, and let's go with warm.
Warm? Hell no. I think that's so... The reason being is that he's really susceptible to mosquitoes, and
I
know what it's like to live in the tropics, and anywhere there's a rain puddle is where mosquitoes lay their eggs, and you would be just bumpy
think
in
you're a big
5 minutes.
Dude.
But in the cold, this guy goes to, what's
Edmonton?
That place? Edmonton, in flip-flops. Yeah. I think he has like hide or some type of like walrus blubber.
Gangrene.
He does not feel any cold at all.
I can stick my foot in a puddle of icy water and won't feel a thing.
That's just
really?
Diabetes. That's diabetes foot.
Strength.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
right.
Inner core.
It's
the inner core. It's not the
sugar foot.
It's a sugar foot. Yeah.
It ain't no sugar foot, dog.
It's a sugar foot.
You have no idea what you're talking about, dude. I'm a survivor in cold elements.
Dude, ask Tom Cruise. Dude, no, here's what I'm saying is warm rain. So warm rain, no, because of the mosquitoes.
Yeah, I know. He cries about like a single mosquito bite.
That's you're acting so rudely that I can't even explain myself.
This is just the truth.
And it's not the truth. You have no idea what my elements are.
Do you think mosquitoes bite hard? Do you think they bite hard?
They bite very tenderly.
I just said you could you can survive in the cold. Like I couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm a baby in the cold. I would die.
But how long are you saying, dude? Because when I was in Thailand, I was out in the fucking jungles.
No, you were not.
No, you were
I just
not,
we just
dude.
Talked about it last week.
You fell into a plant a terrarium outside of the fucking hotel lobby.
Yeah, it was the jungle. Like, I call it the jungle, dude. Yeah, no, I've been out in the forests and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
I just don't think you're.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what?
No, I don't know.
I will keep.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
That was a dark.
Wow,
man.
Dude.
That's real.
It was just crazy that we're adults and this is happening.
What do you mean?
Wow.
You don't know how to act childlike?
I can hear your butthole open up a little.
I know, man. You don't like to act, I act childlike sometimes, man.
It doesn't smell
damn,
though.
Damn, bro.
It doesn't smell
That's
at all.
That's a Turkish
man.
Kiss, they call it, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, bro. Fucking throw a skittle in there, dog. You know?
Yeah, so I can survive, man. But anyway, you know, I don't like when people accuse me of being weak.
My bad, man. And I think you could survive out there. Look, I think you're the kind of person that they would find in a, you know, in a cave or something. They would find you, you know, some, a couple of
Soccer players?
No, with my team? Not soccer players. A couple of Cub Scouts would get lost in the woods, right?
Right.
Somewhere in Polynesia or Eurasia.
Yeah.
And they get lost in the woods, and or maybe they're like young and they're like, you know, thinking about acting out sexually, and they're both kind of experimenting, right?
Right.
And they slip off in the woods together, two boys, and they're taking off each other's scarves and just fucking just being wild and just, you know, feeling, just pressing each other's just medium hard cocks up against each other's merit badges and just learning about each other, you know?
Right.
Just
right.
Learning about each other, just fucking rubbing sticks together out there, you know?
Yeah.
And then one of them falls through like a hole in the ground or something, like a magical hole, or not even a magical hole, just like a weak part of dirt. And then all of a sudden they fall in like a place and you're there.
Right.
And you're sitting in a chair and they're like, he's dead. This guy's been dead for like hundreds of years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
but do I have words of wisdom?
When you open your eyes.
I open my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, I say something?
Holy fuck, this guy's in dead. He looks right. Fucking dead.
Right.
And then you say something.
Right. I say.
Tommy's about to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to say something. Yeah.
Clean air. Air twice. Believe. Increments. Grams. Molecules. Believe. Bend over. That's what I'd say. Yeah, yeah. And then you'd be confused, right? Yeah. Then I have a snake dick.
Oh.
My dick shaped like a snake.
Oh. Okay.
They hear it first though. Like that. Yeah. It's got the rattle.
Is there a snake on the ground?
No. It's my dick.
Whoa.
Right? Molecules.
Wow. Right? He keeps lingers.
Lingers. Yeah. Increments. Believe, bend over.
Increments.
Why does he keep telling you to bend over?
Just do a LeBron James.
And then I just turn into ash.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
And I'm gone. Wow. And let me tell you this right now, right? They will never forget it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I was watching a Star Trek
and they get married one day too, and they have a son named Bobby Lee.
Yeah. I was watching a Star Trek Next
B-A-H-B-E.
Generation. B-E. And Jean-Luc Picard and some people.
It's Picard.
It's not
Picard.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking.
All right, Jean-Luc Picard.
Yeah,
it's not a rum drink. Jean-Luc Picard.
Dude, just have some respect for the different ethnicities. He's French.
And they go through, what do you call it? The
Octagon?
Not the octagon.
The time thing?
No,
I know what it is. Yeah. Rainforest.
But they become younger.
They turn into kids.
Oh, do they really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they still have the same. They only go back into their kid bodies, but their brains are still the same. Their life experiences are still there.
Oh, wow.
And then what happens is O'Brien, one of the engineers, his wife was in it, and she's now a kid. Oh. But she's inside.
The same person.
His wife, same person, right?
And what happened? She had cancer?
No, man. She had no cancer, man. She's a kid now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but she's now they're in their room, right? And he feels uncomfortable. What I'm saying to you is that, and this is a philosophical
debate
is that if Kalila turned into a kid.
I'm 12 years old and I'm like, Bobby, it's still me, but I'm in my 12-year-old body.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
But
could I still have sexuals?
Could your dick even get, I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, for sure.
Jesus Christ. I don't think you can, bro. I mean,
if she's the same girl.
But can
inside.
I just show you guys a picture of what I looked like when I was 12? It was not cute. You wouldn't fuck me.
Do you have a vagina?
Oh,
well, my thing is, like,
yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's like, because here's the thing. Like, I used to, like, whenever I would send dick pics to chicks,
yeah.
Like, I didn't want to send them, like, my current penis, you know?
In current form.
What do you mean?
Not in current form.
Well, I wanted to have start somewhere. It's like if you start at the end, then you're at the end.
Right.
You know? So I wanted to start at the beginning. So I happened to have like a bunch of younger pictures of me when I was naked, right? Mm-hmm. So I would send them like a picture of me at 11 with my fucking dick, right?
Right.
And they're like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is like a naked boy.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Nah, that's me. Yeah. You know, like that's my dick.
When it was
you know?
Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is that, you know.
So they can see the evolution.
Right. But by the third pick, most of them don't want to see the evolution anymore.
Why?
They just feel like dirty people, and then they don't, a lot of them don't even talk to me.
Oh, wow.
So it's weird.
This is what she looked like at 12.
Oh, come on, guy.
Oh, my God.
Come
yeah,
on.
Nah, guy.
Braces?
Nah.
Bullcut? I don't support
There's
that
no
kind
way.
Of stuff. Yeah.
You know what I do is I give chick dick pics of my dad's. Oh, my dad's dick.
Oh, really?
To show what it's gonna look like.
Oh,
your future,
future.
Yeah. My future dick.
I like that.
Right. Yeah. So, and then when they see my actual dick, they go, "Oh, it's not that bad."
Yeah.
Right. It's still fresh.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that future penis, that future cock. Dude, they they have a app that can show you what your dick will look like in the future.
Do they?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
How?
It's like future dick or something. Dick, more dick in the future.
Oh, I know what it is. It's probably like that same aging thing that they do.
It's like time plus dick or something.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of old penises.
Yeah.
Well, why?
Including my dad, because I had to like change him. Why'd you see your dad's dick? Well, I took care of him when he was dying.
All right, nurse.
Wow, and I knew that.
But his dick held up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it didn't go hold up. It looked okay.
Yeah.
It didn't look, you know, very decrepit or anything.
If you watch, because I watch some weird porn sometimes.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I know.
And if you
we
watch
know this, it's old
olders women,
for younger.
No, if you see old women that have been trying to get into that, you know. And the vagina, like a 90-year-old woman's vagina, it still relatively looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
Some. Mm-hmm. Some. Now, I've also seen a lot of geriatric vagina.
Yeah, what do they look like?
And
they call them.
Vagaries.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you have to put like a catheter in their urethra, it takes a while to find it.
Whoa. Wait, well, you can't find the opening?
Well, no, because the skin is sort of collapsed on each other a little bit.
Yeah. Get into it.
He just took off the headset.
Get into it.
So you got to peel back the layers a little bit.
Yeah. I can't hear this. Is it skin?
Huh?
Is it
Who
skin?
Cares if it is?
But yeah, but it's
Who fucking cares?
No, but this is science talk. Bro. It's science talk, man. Is it? I mean, what you can't? Well, you have to open it up, and there's things that grew over it.
Okay, you don't get extra skin growing on it.
Yeah.
The skin just loses its elasticity over the years.
Yeah.
So you kind of just have to pull back.
Why are you still saying
that? But do you know why? Okay, I'm going to tell you something right now.
Science alert.
Here's science alert.
Science alert.
I don't like them.
The reason why old women porn is not like that is because they're using it. But like anything, I'm sure, you know, a girl that's a virgin at 25, it looks like that too then.
Now I've also seen older women with very nice vaginas, so
how they use it. If it's any tool that you don't use, if you go to an old factory, Detroit, and you go to an old car factory that's been like not in use for 20 years, things rust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing, you know, but you gotta oil it up. Get the engines rolling.
Yeah, you got to grease that thing up.
Greasing that dang thing up. So it's like.
Throw a little butt polish on that thing.
Right. So if you look at like, you know, Whoopi Goldberg's vagina, right? Mm-hmm. If she's using it.
I bet it's more Goldberg than Whoopi these days.
What?
Yeah. I bet it seems aggravating.
Yeah. But I'm sure if she uses it, it looks fine. That's all. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, but your labia is not a muscle.
Yeah, dude, your labia is not a muscle, you coot.
You what?
You coot?
Yeah, but I know where honey comes from, you fucknut. Well, you know, so we both win.
You guys said.
We both lose.
Where'd you say honey comes from? What was your answer?
Honeycomb.
The woods?
Yeah, in the wood, but in honeycomb.
Yeah.
Right?
Honeycomb.
Yeah.
Where does that come from, you kook?
You want to call me gook, huh?
I do not,
chickmate.
Bro.
I didn't say chickmate.
You guys edited that in there.
No, I didn't edit that in, man.
Yes, you did.
And we have it on fucking factual files, dude. We can go back.
Okay,
to it.
That's not a real thing. Factual files.
I like that though. Yeah. Factual files.
Yeah, I make words up, bro. Little sayings.
No,
dude.
Isn't there a drawing that's supposed to happen right now downstairs in the ship lobby? Can we fucking get him a job? It's getting out of hand.
The buffet is closed.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the buffet is closed.
Well, we were in Hawaii. A lot of people do look like you. Like the service people.
Yes. A lot of Filipinos work on the cruise ships.
You know, even in the hotel, they all just kind of have your like bland look.
Whoa,
like,
it's not bland. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why did you call me bland, Theo?
I didn't at all. I feel like it's kind of an island mahogany.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Right. Yeah. But if you like worked at a, you know, I would see it. Yeah. I could see it.
Like an ABC
store. Like if you saw me in a hotel, you know, working there, mm-hmm. you'd be like, yeah, that guy's weird.
Dude, nobody can imagine you working first. I think that's kind of the reason.
That's so rude that you even say something like that. Let me say something right now, okay?
Let me.
I used to work on a farm. Did you know that?
An ant farm?
No. No.
Oh my Lord, 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 Lord.
Oh, he's doing hymns? Bobby's doing hymns?
Hymns, right? Yeah. In a little ant farm? That's cute. That's cute, man. No, man. A real farm, man.
Oh, yeah? What were you guys growing, dude? Honey?
Shit. Corn, dude.
Oh, really?
You heard of corn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to work at a farm. I used to work at a farmer's market. I used to work
construction. Are you just at a pharmacy? Are you just saying things at a farm?
No, I used to work construction. I used to wait tables. I used to do a lot of jobs.
Did you really?
And I was a hard worker. Okay.
I don't.
It's only when showbiz got in my vein that I haven't really worked.
One vein? I believe that part.
Have you worked?
You have one vein.
Hey,
hey. One way in, one way out.
Hey, upper lip thin.
Yeah. Dude, my upper lip's still growing, dude. And
it's
Lester
so
Holt,
gross.
Lester Holt has a very thin upper lip, and he's had a good kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He does have a thin upper lip.
Yeah.
But have you noticed that about yourself when you look in the mirror, though?
Huh?
Yeah.
But my bottom lip took everything.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah.
You have a good bottom lip.
I just have
lip.
A green bottom
your
lip.
Your upper lip, though, it's not
what,
fully formed, is it?
That that tuna. What's tuna called? Naki naki?
Yeah.
In Japanese?
Naki, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Naki, what's it called in Japanese?
Maki maki maki. Yeah, yeah.
Maki.
Maki. I was going to say not
I got
mahi,
the sashimi.
Mahi.
I got that one piece sashimi bottom lip.
Yeah.
Oh, nigiri.
What are some odds?
You have a forehead, too, that's very caveman-like.
Is it really?
He has bangs. How can you even see his forehead?
Yeah, I can see it right.
Bangs, yeah. He got bro bangs.
Okay. They're not bro bangs. That's not a real
thing. Yeah, yeah, you have bro bangs. Bro.
Okay. No way,
dude. Brobangs.com.
No way, dude.
Check it out, man.
What are some odd jobs you've had?
Yeah. Odd jobs. I used to deliver pizza for this Christian pizza. It was a Christian.
What?
What? It was a Christian pizza place.
Well, they just happened to be Christians, but it wasn't, you know.
It was all Christians, yeah.
Yeah, but the pizza's not blessed.
I mean,
you use holy water for the dough.
Yeah, they would do stuff like that. Like the water would be blessed, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not crazy. It's not a bad deal.
It's not a bad deal. No.
You know,
you get saved and you get a good meal.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So were you a Christian then working there, or did you lie?
I mean, I grew up.
You're not a Christian, bro.
Bro.
No, dude, you're not a Christian.
Dude, I am.
Your activities.
Yeah, my activities are not Christian like.
Right.
Yeah. So here's what I would say. I'd be a bad Christian. I'd probably be one of the maybe top. Maybe 200 million Christians.
Wait, what?
That's ever lived on planet Earth? Or
that's alive now.
That's alive now.
I think I'm one of the top, maybe 300 million. I'll throw in an extra 100.
I don't think you are. 100
million.
I would bet my life on it that you're not.
No.
Yeah, there's no
don't
way.
Don't do that.
You're a heathen.
No, no, no.
No?
No.
You jerk off.
Yeah.
I think Christian.
Yeah, but he watches weird porn.
There's a couple chapters in the Bible where you don't know what God's up to.
Did you? Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, he's off to.
Well, you just don't know. Here's what I'm saying is, I could see if I think I'm one of the top 300 million Christians.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins?
I believe that Jesus Christ is a good role model, and that's what I think a lot of kind of religious figures are.
But you don't think that Jesus Christ was the physical embodiment of God?
I think he could have been one of them.
Right.
I think it could have been a group.
But you think that there are others?
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be a lot of pressure to put on one person.
Do you think that he, when
you know what I'm saying?
Do you think when
hey, get down there, buddy. It's all on you.
Make it happen.
Do you think he resurrected after a week or whatever?
I could see it. Look, if he is the fucking son of God, he could definitely bounce back.
Not risen,
dude. And he snuck out of a cave is basically what happened. Who knows how good the doctors were? Who knows if he was even deceased, you know?
Right, he could have just a wound.
Well, he could have, you never know back then.
He's infected.
Well, somebody gets tired, they zone out, you know? Like, you just don't know if he definitely died.
I gotta take you guys back to the Philippines.
There you go.
Because every Easter, we have real people who get crucified on a cross. So they get the thorn crown.
Beautiful.
They get they get actually crucified. My uncle was one of them.
People
was
die
he really?
Yeah.
People die from that or no?
No, they bring you down after. They don't keep you there for 3 days.
Bro, they bring you down. And
well, they really put a hole in your hand, and they put a nail in.
I don't think they do that anymore. But back then they used to. Yeah.
You want to get close to the Lord, boy? You got to walk in his in his nails.
When he did the walk, remember when Jesus did the walk and he had the thorns, and then people pelting him with rocks. Would you be one of those
pelting?
Yeah, I always thought that when I watched like movies about it.
I would never do that.
Passion of the Christ. Yeah. I think I would have the rock in my hand, but I would have just kind of hung back. Me and Theo just leaned against the wall.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thrown it, right?
I wouldn't have thrown it. I would have probably tried to help him out.
Yeah, even no matter what his even if he's like, I knew that it was some guy that molested like 50 kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can throw a rock at somebody's head.
At a human.
Yeah, yeah, that's what those, you know, the Boston Marathon bombers, the brothers.
Yeah.
One of the Tsarnaev brothers was in the hospital because he lived, right? He was like bravely injured or whatever.
The cute one.
Yeah, and the nurses had that same...
He was cute.
He was.
Yeah.
But the nurses had that same dilemma where they just saw this young boy. I mean, he had like killed a lot of people and injured a lot of people.
Yeah.
But they still felt like, hey, this is just a kid hurting. You know, you can't... Mm. You are able to compartmentalize, I think.
No, if I was one of those nurses, I'd stick my finger in one of his wounds.
Oh,
and just dug it in there.
Ooh. And just hide something in there?
I don't think so. I think you're too kind.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it.
And yeah, I'm love, right? Do you see that? Do you see that I'm love?
I don't know what you are sometimes, man. I think you're a mysterious figure.
Do you really do? So you don't? You think that I could be...
I think you're hard to figure out sometimes.
But do you think that I'm playing for the evil side?
No, dude.
But you think I'm
the
good.
Dark arts?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
You don't think I'm a part of the dark arts?
No, I do not.
Yeah. You know, can I say something about you, Maya?
Yeah.
I think you're on my team.
What is it?
The Team Light.
Team Light?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We don't do dark arts.
You don't?
No, we don't.
We don't.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we don't.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see us not doing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
don't.
In any other time period,
yeah,
you and I would have been like Schindler.
Really?
Yeah. We would help people, I think.
I feel like I would have to do a lot of the work, and you would have been kind of complaining off to the side. But I think it would have been fun.
So what you're saying is, if we were Nazi German, you and I are Germans, and we wanted to help some Jews.
Yes.
And we're trying to smuggle 50 out of a camp.
Mm-hmm.
That I would carry 2, and you would carry 48.
Is that what you're saying? I think I'd be put in charge of more of them. Yeah.
That's so fucking rude. That's so rude.
Well, here's what happened.
I'm gonna say this, dude. Okay. All right. Okay. I would probably not do as much as you.
Okay.
But I would do a lot of work.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
No, because you gave me a look like you doubt me.
Here's the thing. I'd put you in charge of the snacks. I would be in charge of leading us. A direction. You'd be in charge of the bread bag. Something else. Yes, craft services.
No. How about this? Could I be in charge of like escape plan? Would I be escape? Would you give me some of that responsibility? Yeah.
Yes.
You are an idea man. You're just not.
I'm an idea man.
You don't execute.
I'm the guy behind the guy. Yes. I don't do groundwork. Is that what you're saying? Okay, good. I was getting offended there. Yeah.
No, don't get offended.
Yeah, so I would have like a little like piece
I would
of
have
paper.
You do ideas,
this is where the fence is.
Yeah.
Right. This is where you dig the hole. Yeah. This is where the Goldbergs are gonna whatever their names are. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are gonna sneak out. Mm-hmm. Right. But you do it. Mm-hmm. I'll say that to you. You do it, Theo. I'll be on the train. I'll wait for them.
And you wouldn't be able to go undercover, probably.
No, I'm not Asian in this.
You have to be Asian in this. We're both ourselves, you know?
Right. Well, then I could, because the Germans were in cahoots with the Japanese.
Both Germans. Yeah. No. It could be German Japanese.
Yeah, so I'm Japanese. German. Yeah.
German.
Yeah.
You could be German.
I'm German, yeah.
Oh, who is this? A German.
German.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, then that's the deal then. But I think that in terms of the light, we would do the light shit.
Yeah. I could probably see us doing some pretty positive stuff, dude.
Yeah.
I could see you doing some stuff, probably building toys for like a yard or something, like a schoolyard or something. Teeter-totter, man. Doing teeters, you know, building teeters. You don't see it?
No. Well, I don't, you mean for like
making... Building totters,
bro. Listen, I'm building like little wooden, like little trucks.
I mean, they're toys. They're reliable toys for children.
I know, but
you're not making any shoddy fucking toys for kids to play with. The kids could kill themselves.
What you're saying, though, to me is
kids put a lot of trust into toys.
Yeah, but in like
you're fucking
people are in a concentration camp, and that's what I'm fucking doing.
No, you're
just making toys, bro.
Bro, this is for
like
the
little
kids.
Seesaw. I know. I'm making a seesaw on the concentration camp. Is that what you're saying?
Is that
I'm doing?
What a teeter is? A
totters, they call them. Yeah, dude, you're fucking, you know, you're building totters for kids, man. Local kids are going to play no matter what. Kids will play anywhere.
That's true.
You put a kid in the seventh circle of hell and they'll fucking play dominoes. You know what I'm saying? Kids are, they're just built into them that, you know, kids will play. They'll play. That's what they like to do.
You know, when you just said that, it just strung up something inside me.
What was it?
I think I want children.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That conversation.
Yeah.
I want to build a seesaw.
You had that conversation before here?
A little bit. Yeah, they talk about it.
Yeah, but don't you want kids, man?
You know what's so funny, man? I was just thinking about it, you know? I was just thinking about if now's like the time to try and figure that out or not.
What are you, 40?
I'm 38.
All right, you're almost 40.
Not that close to 40. If I die, then I'm never going to be 40.
Yeah, but you're okay. All right. You're 38.
So who wins that?
You do.
Damn, how does...
But at the age of 38, I think that, you know, I think it's about time.
What the fuck are you talking about? You don't have any fucking kids. You got a beautiful lady. You got a beautiful little fucking kid maker right there if you want it. And you ain't even busting out, dude. You're out.
I built two in the fucking factory.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you freeze your eggs?
No. I thought about it.
Yeah. Bro, freeze the lady's eggs. Have some fucking respect. Be a gentleman.
I'll freeze the fuck out of them.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
You want me to freeze the fuck out of them?
Take them to Edmonton with you for a week.
You want me to freeze the fuck out of them in Edmonton? I'll do it, man.
Bro.
I can just lay him over there.
Dude, yeah.
Lay him in the snow.
In a tunnel.
Oh, push. My God. What if you guys made a snow child that was incubated in the snow? It'd be beautiful. And I could see you doing
that. They're called Eskimos, bro.
Huh?
They're called Eskimos, bro.
Are they?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Asians born in the snow.
Moes, they call them.
Yeah, Moes.
Yeah, it's not a racial term, but it's a slang term for Eskimos.
I know you don't like to talk
Moes,
about...
Moes,
I don't like to talk about your like sexual life and relationships. I know you don't like talking about
it. I don't mind talking about it.
Right. But yeah. I hope, you know, I'm going to do a little blessing on you, man.
Okay.
I hope to God, the Lord, that you have a child in the next 3 years.
Oh.
What are you guys talking about? Isn't there volleyball on the pool deck? What are you guys talking about?
Get your passports out for the raffle. Yeah.
We can't decide if we want them.
No, we're going to have
one. But every time I got to throw him under the
bus. We're going to have one. I can tell. I had dreams of it. I had visions of it.
What do you guys think?
I still have to.
Are they going
to
have
one? The burden is not on you. Yeah. You can just show up and do whatever the fuck you... All of my guy friends...
Do all the work?
Do what work?
That lurk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Make that magic,
yeah,
huh?
Right inside you, man. Yeah, that's work, bro. Right there, bro.
Dude, yeah.
And then let the turn in the factory, see what happens.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking Vietnamese soup right there, boy.
If you say Vietnam again, then,
huh?
Love that word.
I've been to Vietnam and you haven't. Okay, I've been to the Binh Thanh Market.
Oh yeah, you have. Ooh. You were there, right?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
I stayed at the Star Hotel.
What is this accent?
Star Hotel.
It's Vietnamese.
Oh.
Yeah. You were in Asia, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Asia, it's Vietnam.
Vietnam. Do you go to brothels ever?
No.
You've never been to a brothel?
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. So I got to Vietnam, right?
Right.
And we get to Vietnam, and the taxi driver, we just wanted to go see anything, right? And we get in, and the first thing they do is take you to a place where you can buy sex if you want it. If you want sex, you know? And I was 22 years old, I think, when this happened. So who knows if I wanted it or not. So anyway, this guy takes us. We don't know that, though. We think he's just, you know, we told him, like, oh, take us to a supermarket, take us to a Star Hotel, take us to some, you know, American War. That's what they called it there, right? So this guy's driving us. He drops us off. It's a pet shop. So we go in and they got fucking pets, you know what I'm saying? And I grew up around pets and, you know, I know about some pets and I'm like, oh, this would be great, you know, see what pets they have over here. And so they have large parrots, parakeets and parrotlets, which are small parrots. And so we're fucking looking at all these parrots and shit. Next, you know what? My buddy kind of moves into the back of there's like a curtain. He moves back behind there. And next thing I know, my other buddy and this lady comes out and gets me and him. Next thing you know, we're all back there, and it's prostitution, and they're doing prostitution. And so they got the birds up front, and it's just a decoy. You know, the birds are just up there faking it. None of them even want to go home to new people's homes. And in the back, they're trying to suck you out.
What do you mean?
Yeah, trying to suck you out of your dick.
Suck you out, man. Like, suck you out.
Suck the essence out of you.
Yeah.
Through your dick hole.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, trying to suck you out of your dick just like normal, like they do in America, but they're trying to do it there.
Yeah.
And they're hiding behind pets doing it.
Yeah.
And that honestly broke my heart.
It did?
Yeah, because these animals don't know that.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. Yeah, it's animal.
They wake up every day thinking they got a chance to find a new home.
Right.
Little do they realize.
Yeah. Sucking back.
that just 20, 30 feet away in a little bit of drywall.
Yeah.
You know, and a cash register that people are sucking people out of each other.
When I was in Thailand, before I met you, babe.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I remember.
Didn't you have a girlfriend while you were in Thailand?
No way.
No, I had no girlfriend.
No way.
I had no girlfriend.
Kalala.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, only once. Yeah.
And once you know, I went every day to this brothel, right? Mm. And one day, you know, I picked this girl. We went upstairs, and you want to hear joy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see joy.
Mm-hmm.
We're laying there, and I'm trying to get erect.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get erect.
Jesus.
So I looked at her and I go, you know what? I'm still going to pay you,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to have sex with me.
Wow.
The joy on her face. I've never seen joy like that.
Oh, man.
It was like, thank you. Like she was crying almost.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
It was like, babe.
And we just sat there and watched TV all night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know.
Pretty woman.
Have you seen Babe?
Don't say I don't work for the light. I do.
Yeah.
You know?
You made a hooker watch television with you? Which you could have been out earning
cash.
It was
like Thai MTV or something.
Oh, man.
Light work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. Huh. That's crazy, man. Well, you know what's interesting is how we view like foreign relations and like visitors, people visiting from other countries in America and how they do in other countries. Like when I was in China a week ago and they don't fucking.
You were in China a week ago?
Shanghai, yeah.
You really in China?
Yeah, in Shanghai, and they do not. Dude, I saw a man pick his nose, and feed it to a cat. You know, I saw a guy pick a booger out of his nose and feed it to a cat.
You don't need to go to Shanghai for that.
Yeah, I know you can see that here locally, but not everybody has
experience.
I eat my boogers.
That Cirque du Soleil.
I'll pick a booger out.
Everybody has that. Not everybody has that right here on premises.
Yeah, yeah.
But what happened was, dude, you cannot get a citizenship there. Like, if you're not Chinese, they don't give a fuck. They're not like, yeah, come here, come spend. They don't. So many other countries are like, fuck you, get the fuck out of here. You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
why would you want to live there though?
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, you'd be bored so quick though, man.
But you're thinking China just looks one certain way. Yeah, China is massive. You have Shanghai, and then you have the provinces that are really remote.
I know about city life and country life.
And then you have...
We have it here too, okay?
What?
You think that New York is the same as Nebraska?
Dude, you don't remember your days on the corn farm? It seems like you forget quickly.
You're a farmer.
Yeah, you were on the corn farm, bro.
Yeah.
Dude... But it's just interesting how, like, you go to some of these other places and they don't fucking want us there. It's like we're not even welcome. And I know it's like lead by example, you know, and welcome everybody.
Yeah.
But at the same time, sometimes it's like at least let people know that these people don't fucking, you know, like you're not really welcome in these places.
Yeah.
You know,
like in France, they're rude.
And so I understand welcoming people to America.
Yeah.
But I don't understand sometimes saying, okay, let's turn America into China so that Chinese people can feel welcome here. You know, people come here because they want to be in America. Like they want to be fucking American, you know, or because they want like America. American shit, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't want to move here from Sweden and have it be Sweden, you know?
Right.
Because are they being fucking Sweden? You know, sometimes it's just like, I don't know. This shit makes me mad.
Yeah,
bro.
You shouldn't be a politician.
I should be.
I don't think you know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't know, dude.
Sometimes I don't even know what the fuck you're talking
about. You said city life and country life, dude.
They're two different things.
Yeah.
And it would be the same in China.
Okay. Name a country in China.
A country in China?
Yeah.
A country in China.
He's sticking to his guts. He's sticking to it.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Please answer so you're just on the same level.
Yeah. My country is in China.
Montaigne.
No, that's not.
Montaigne.
No, Montaigne. That's a fucking cologne.
No.
That's a cologne that went out of business.
Okay. Illinois.
No.
Yeah, Illinois.
What are you doing, dude?
Name a country in China.
I am. Garaware. Garaware.
I don't know that one.
You know Delaware?
I think they have Hong Kong. Is Hong Kong a country? No.
There's no countries in China.
Hong Kong used to be cities, belong to England.
See?
And then now they belong to China.
You see?
But it's a
island of China. It's a city.
Wait, were people throwing
not
a
country.
Were people
throwing
well, nobody in here knows anything is what I'm starting to gather.
We don't know anything.
We really don't.
We don't.
We don't know a lot about a lot of things. That's why we have people on to teach us.
We don't. Well, you shouldn't have had me.
I know, I regret that.
But I do know that if you want that front pocket carry, man, you got to get that Ridge wallet, dude. Ridge wallet, it's like it really minimizes it, it's like it minimizes the things you have. So it's like all of a sudden all the junk you had in your what was the stuff you used to carry in your wallet in high school, Bobby, the stuff in your wallet?
What would you find in my wallet?
Yes.
Remember those couple picture of coins? Flaps?
Yes, remember that shit?
Yeah, I love those with the mall photos of your friends.
It's like, hey, here's me when I was better looking.
In high school,
yeah.
I didn't have anything in my pocket.
D-C-I-C?
You didn't?
No, I K-I-T? Wouldn't. I had no money or anything.
What?
Yeah, I would just get on the bus. I go to school.
What? Yeah. Did you ever take mall pictures with your friends?
No, I never went to the mall with my
school.
Friends.
It was a state hospital.
Okay. But you have to understand that back when I was in high school,
did they have wallets?
Didn't have wallets. All I had was I would probably have a joint.
Okay.
And a lighter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
I was a Hesher, dude.
Really?
Yeah, I was a bad dude, man.
Like MC Hesher?
Yeah, I was MC Hesher during high school.
An artist?
Yeah, man.
No, Bob was the artist, wasn't he?
Who?
Bob, your brother.
Steve.
Oh, Steve. Yeah.
Just call him.
Sometimes you guys look the same. You look like Bob.
And that's my point. You think we all look the same?
No. You and Steve look the same sometimes. Sometimes I can't tell. If I look deep inside of your face, I see Steve.
They have nothing in common.
Really?
We have nothing in common.
Sometimes I feel like Steve's trapped inside of you.
Steve is forever 12.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Hungry. You're hungry? Yeah. Can you pick me up, Bob?
Kalai?
Yeah.
Kalai, Bobby, come over.
Yeah. He's a kid, man. My brother fucks too. Is that weird?
Oh, I've seen him fuck, dude. I saw some pictures of him or drawings of him fucking.
Oh yeah, he draws his own pictures of him fucking.
Really?
Yeah.
Saw two drawings. One of them he was fucking pretty good, and the other one they were resting.
So what are you gonna do now? So you have? Did Man Up happen? We did a pilot.
Yeah, we got a pilot.
I know, but is that gonna be a? Oh, you
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
For Comedy Central.
Now we're getting a full pilot. So it was a digital series.
Oh, so now you're gonna do a full pilot for Comedy Central.
So thank you guys.
You're very welcome.
Kalala saved the day. And so did your stepdad. He looked great in it, didn't he?
He did.
I thought it was really cute. Roger was awesome. Did he like it?
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it's going to be a pilot.
He seemed like a champion.
And then when it's a series, will we get to go back on or no?
Our story's resolved.
No. But what's going to end up happening
now?
Y'all
the only one that wasn't fully resolved. It just seemed like Bobby just can't get it together.
Yeah, but the thing is that.
But that's also, that was kind of made
But when we get
way.
To prime time, will we be on prime time or are you going to get bigger comics?
Answer at the
end. We're not going to get any bigger comments. Well, they're like, can you diversify the program more? And we're like, what do you want us to do? Have a fucking alien on the program? We had Kalila call up. She's a woman. Okay. We helped Bobby. He is from another different place than some other people.
Country in China.
Yeah. We had Ron Funches on an episode.
Yeah.
You know, we had a Jewish couple that got engaged. Like, I feel like there's some diverse. It's just crazy. Like, some of these networks, like, can you make it? What do you want us to do?
Right.
Have a fucking talking, you know, what do you want us to do? Teach a fucking giraffe to speak and fucking put it on? You're out of your minds.
Yeah. You're going to get a lot of that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We crushed it, though, and you guys helped a lot.
I really want that to happen for you.
It was fun. Well, thanks, man.
But the Theo Von show that I want is the show about him and his life back home.
Mm-hmm.
All those characters you do in your stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the show.
Like that boy Gert?
Yeah. You going home, right? And you reuniting with all your fucked up friends and just dealing with just all those stories are just heaven, dude.
Dude, we had this kid in my neighborhood named Robert, and he was like, he thought he was twins that never got separated, right? And so, when he would talk, he would say something, and then under his breath, he would say it again.
You like that?
Oh, it never ended. And it fucking scared the fuck out of everybody, bro. And he could not stop doing it.
Like an echo.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you'd ask him why he did it, and he said there was twins inside of him, and one of them never got out.
That's so funny.
What?
Wow.
I mean, that does happen. Like that guy
does
in
it
India
really?
Who took out this massive tumor. It was like a freaking 60-pound tumor. And when they inspected it or dissected it, they found like basically it was his twin that had never really differentiated.
Talk about overpopulation, huh?
Yeah.
Did he say something, the twin? Like, hey, man, I was in here the whole time.
Dude,
have
like,
you ever seen like stone babies?
What's that?
Whoa.
Stone babies are basically like stillborns, like when a woman is pregnant and the baby dies inside.
I don't want
and
that.
And then over time, like usually the woman expels it, like it has to come out, mm-hmm. but her body sort of builds this wall around it, so there's this calcified body in there for like her whole life.
Wait, is there photos online of a stone baby?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Can you buy them on the internet?
Maybe.
I could see you guys having a couple in here. I'm honestly shocked.
Stone babies. Stone babies. I'm looking it up. Stone babies.
I haven't been here in a long time, huh? Like a year on Tiger Belly.
Probably
no.
Like 6 months.
No.
Dude, there's a stone baby right here, bro.
Let me see.
Is it really?
It's been a year, I think.
Oh. Wow. I feel like you could eat it.
So sad. No, you can't eat it.
They're really
it,
cool because they're actually like hard, like rock hard.
You can't boil them.
They're calcified.
Oh, look at this stone baby. Yeah. Look.
Oh
wow. Can I see?
What was that?
I think that's a baby that got stoned.
Oh, that's what
no,
I think that's what I looked
up. Baby.
That's not a stone baby.
That's
not a type.
No.
That's not a stone baby.
No, that's not a stone baby.
What is that? That's just a baby?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does Bobby seem like, what does Bobby seem like a lot of times?
What about this? What is this?
Let me see. Oh, that's Harlequin ichthyosis.
Yeah, that's Harlequin.
Harlequin ichthyosis.
Yeah. You know, these ones grow up, you know that?
I don't know.
Put the glasses on, Theo.
Yeah. No. Have you ever seen Harley Quinns grow up?
I don't want it.
I'm going to show
that's
you Harley Quinns.
Scary.
I know.
But I'm going to show older Harley Quinn.
Older, yeah.
H-I-O-sis. That's scary.
Yeah.
Man. What do you think scares comedians?
That's what they look like when they get a little older.
Oh, he's cute, yeah. Huh?
But when they're born, they're like this.
Oh.
Just closing his eyes.
What do you think makes comedians not want to have children, you think?
I don't know, but...
Because none of our friends have kids.
I mean, if this came out, if I had a baby and this came out and I was holding
that, don't put that out in the universe.
Yeah, what is wrong
my
with you,
goodness.
Bob?
Declare it.
I would just take it.
Gosh.
What would you do with it? It's dead.
No, this is alive. The Harley Quinn baby, I would take it and I would just
you're not
I would
do
live
anything.
In a tent with it.
You're going to get busted.
And I would charge money to see it.
What are you talking about, dude? You sound like, who are you, Elizabeth Smart? Get your act together. You sound like that guy that took Elizabeth Smart. That crazy guy, Voldemort. What was that guy's name?
Johnny, Harry Potter?
Jerry Voldemort.
Yeah. Take that fucking
what?
Strictly
you're
business
right,
out of your eyes.
Huh?
Man. Your glasses. They're dumb.
Dude, Harry I got Potter? These in another country, you idiot. Canada.
Can I try them on?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Are they special? Do they do stuff?
Huh?
Are they those?
No, I did fuck up last week,
ooh.
Though.
Let me see, babe.
Okay. How you doing?
Last week, I accidentally I wore those 3D glasses to the beach, actually, mm-hmm. and they fucking... almost burned holes in my eyes, dude. I had them on in the sun for like about 2 hours. If you wear 3D glasses out in the sun, it's not good for you.
That's what Bobby does. He watches for 6 hours at a time videos of people who are colorblind,
mm-hmm.
and they put on those special glasses their family has.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they're calling chroma.
Tears.
Yeah, the chroma. And
have you ever heard of those? Seen those videos?
Uh-uh. Oh,
they're the best.
You'll cry.
You'll cry.
Really?
Yeah, like you'll see an old man,
mm-hmm. and he put glasses on.
Well, they'll give him a pack like "Happy birthday, Grandpa Phillips." He goes, "What's this?" They'll go, "It's."
Whoa! Why does he sound like a slave owner?
What's this? And they go, "Well, it's we all chipped in because they're expensive to get you these." Well, the glasses,
yeah.
right? And they'll be like, "Yeah, they're glasses." He's like, "I gotta try them on right now." Yeah, they're like, "Yeah, try them on right now." So he takes them like 20 minutes to open it.
Yeah.
And then they'll always read the, there's always a little pamphlet.
Read the sheet.
Right?
Colorblind, this and that. UV rage.
Yeah, right. And then they put it on, and then this is what generally happens. They'll take it off, and they'll go, oh my God.
And they'll just start crying.
And they start crying.
For a second.
And they'll put it back on. And it's like, oh my God.
Because what happened to
it's
him?
It's so beautiful.
And what is it? Strippers?
No, man.
His titties flat.
No, they've never seen green.
Who gives a fuck? They're 80 years old, bro.
It doesn't matter. Imagine, dude. Imagine your whole life, right?
Yeah.
You thought that, you know, the sky was just gray. And then you turn up, and then they're blue. You see colors for the, and then they'll go.
Oh, wow.
They'll go.
No.
Put on the glasses.
You only see black and white right now.
Yeah,
okay?
You see black and white right now, right?
Well, you'd be his like wife and like give it.
Right. And here you go, Grandpa Phillips. Right.
Yeah.
And then they'll do that. Yeah. And then they'll start crying. Okay. Okay. I don't know what you're doing right now.
I think he's acting.
Yeah, yeah.
Falling asleep.
You didn't fall. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, and changes, dude. And it happens to a lot of senior citizens?
Well, no.
People are bored.
Well, no, colorblind.
This fucking retard.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, I'm getting
I don't think that's the appropriate way to address fucking somebody with a mental illness.
Okay. Can I just say this, you fucking idiot? You fucking moron.
Bro, don't make me take half the Cialis right now.
All right, okay? I'm going to just say this right now, okay?
Yeah.
Colorblind, you're born with it.
Yeah, are you?
So their whole life...
Maybe it's Maybelline.
So their whole... You fucking moron. Listen to me right now.
George laughed, dude.
All right.
He's from another country. He's from Idaho.
Is he? Right? So they can't see
color. He was. He could have lied.
Colorblind, they have it their whole lives.
Who?
Just people that are colorblind. Not anyone specific.
Yeah. I think if people are colorblind, I think we got to get them more colors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So that's what Nkrumah does. And here's another a series of videos I cry at.
Yeah.
Is the hearing one.
Oh.
Oh.
Right?
Proposals
someone,
too.
Yeah.
Where they can't
hear. A fart for the first time. Yeah, that's what, have you heard that? Hey, have one. Some guy had never heard a fart, and then he puts on like a special hearing aid and
does
his
he giggle?
Buddy farts, huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he probably dies laughing
for like 20 minutes. Yeah.
And he's like, he's shaking the guy's butt trying to get him to do it again.
Yeah. And a queef is even funnier.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, man.
My Come nephew's on, deaf, and he has a cochlear implant.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's sick of everybody, he just turns everything off.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's an option that he has. He's like, I don't want to listen to my mom or dad. Just turns it off.
And I think that's going to be the future. I think you're going to see a lot. We're going to start to control our senses a lot more than you know, like, we've looked at them as blessings in a lot of ways, and I think people are going to start to control them. I think it's one thing you're going to see, people turning down their ears, people being able to shut their eyes off if they just want to, like, stop the intake. Serious.
Yeah, I feel like that would be really useful for somebody like me, because I feel like a lot of stimulus overwhelms me a lot. Mm-hmm. So if I'm seeing too many things or there's too many things happens,
well, just close your eyes.
No, I get freaked out. Like, it causes me anxiety.
Yeah.
I have to, like, receive things one at a time. I can't drown noise out.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it all.
Why can't you just put earplugs in?
Well, she could, Bobby, but we're also talking about technological advancements.
Yeah, but just put...
if you want to be a caveman, dude, you know?
Yeah, but if you don't want to see, close your eyes, put earplugs in, and then do that thing.
Or somebody who's autistic. Somebody who instead of seeing, like, for instance, somebody without autism, they look at your face and they just see a face.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody with autism, they look at your face and they're looking at a million different photographs. Like, that's how they perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
It's an overwhelming amount of stimulus that they receive
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, if I'm able to turn that off or mute it, it might help.
100%.
So when they see people, they see like a dream board or something, like a bunch of stuff?
Yeah. Like, when I look at your face, it's just a face, right? But for them, it's like so many different bits of information coming all at once.
Yeah.
It's more than just a face.
It's a fiasco. It's like everybody. Yeah. It's like watching a marathon or something. It's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I wish I had all, you could turn up your autism, like, a, you know, if you had a crank on your back or some type of a nozzle, you could turn it up to, like, you know, become more artistic.
You're like hyper aware.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It'd be really interesting.
You can go to Vegas and make a lot of money.
Yeah, but you don't want to be some fucking kook that uses it like that. Use it for something positive. You don't want to be one of those weirdos in there just cranked up on autism.
Yeah.
Fucking playing backgammon all night or whatever.
You'd be making some fucking legitimate money.
No.
Yeah, man.
You're better than that.
Nah, I do that.
You're taking a bus up there with 700 of your buddies just to fucking make $1,200 and come back all smoked out on cigarettes, dude. Maybe a $300 fucking massage. You're better than that.
What are we doing at time?
Over an hour.
I didn't think I had anything to talk about today.
Well, we didn't. Have you been in here?
Well, how did we do an hour?
Because your beautiful girlfriend sits here and it keeps us all awake and alert. She's like a fly. She's like a beautiful plant, you know?
Oh. Fucking plant. Not even living or breathing. Living, not breathing.
Yeah, you provide oxygen. Well,
I give you oxygen.
But you give us oxygen.
I got a lot of... I really
you keep us awake.
A lot of people say, though, a lot of people say on the internet that you and I have good chemistry together.
Really?
Yeah, you want to read them? I mean, I read a lot.
No, I think a lot of people said it seemed like a guy like you would teach a guy like me chemistry.
No, you and I have really good a symbiotic kind of vibe together, you know? If you want to negate it.
Do you think a lot of racist stuff has been said in here today or no?
No.
I don't.
Compared to other episodes we've done?
No, yeah. Who says really racist stuff? And I want to know who it is, and you can tell me, and I won't say anything.
Eric Griffin, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And first of all, pick a race before you fucking say something. You know,
right?
That guy's milling around between like 9 different ethnicities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Is he Iranian? What is he?
I know. What is he? What's that game where you have to get the little puzzle pieces of different color all the way around?
Right. He's a mammoth.
You have to answer the questions. You get the little pie piece.
Yeah.
He's like Trivial Pursuit,
Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
What else, man? You want to plug anything, or
we're gonna do questions?
For yeah, I know, but questions. I want to plug something.
No, I don't have anything. I mean, I got some tour dates maybe coming up.
What is it?
You know, I don't know. I got Chicago coming up August 16th.
Which one are you going to play?
Laugh Factory. Mm. You ever been there?
No, I play Schaumburg.
Yeah.
Is Laugh Factory in the city?
It's in the city.
It's in the city, yeah.
Oh. And you do a whole weekend there?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think we already sold out, actually. So August 16th through the 18th at the Laugh Factory.
And don't plug it if it's sold out.
But still, I wouldn't mind people standing outside.
That's true.
That's social media.
Zany's in Nashville, September 14th and 15th. And then what else do we got? We got the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, and that is October 4th, 5th, and 6th.
I love that
room. Do you really?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Have you played it before?
No.
I love that guy.
Really?
Yeah, it's, you're going to have fun there.
I'm looking forward to that. And I got the Skyline Comedy in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I've never been there.
Do you get I get depressed when I'm on the road a little bit.
I get very depressed. And my problem is where I used to masturbate, and then I'd masturbate so much that I couldn't even wake up or move around the next day.
Yeah, I end
from
up
lactic acid.
Huh?
From the lactic acid.
I don't know what was coming out of me. At certain points, it got definitely strange. You know, I got past semen, so I don't know what it was. Acid. It could have been lactic acid
buildup.
The muscle.
I thought you meant spraying out. Of
No.
I just end up not leaving my hotel room. Really,
I could see that.
Yeah, I just sit there and I'll just like stare at, you know, my iPad for like 5 hours.
Now, when you were single, mm-hmm. was it more fun to go on the road, maybe? Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, I think whenever you're younger, too, it's like you want to go party. Like, I don't, you know, Bobby doesn't drink, I don't drink, so it's like I'm not out there partying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you were also younger, right, you'd never, like, I couldn't, when I was in my early 20s, I couldn't afford to travel anywhere. But now you're in cities that you normally would never go to. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're single, and then also I couldn't get girls really before.
Yeah.
So now it's like, oh, when I perform, that gives me an advantage. So it's like, yeah, that there was that excitement. Mm-hmm. And also on top of it, you're opening for people when you're younger.
Yeah.
So I was like, didn't have the pressure of headlining.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Right? So like I get to go up and kill for 20 minutes and then just jet. Hang out, right? I didn't have to do any press.
Yeah.
And
you could be an alcoholic then.
Yeah, and it's super fun.
Yeah.
But then now, you know, I'm older, I have to headline, I have to make money, I have to draw, and you have those pressures, so it just takes the fun away from it.
Yeah.
When I did the Oddball with those guys a couple of years ago, that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because I get to be with my friends, and you're performing in front of a large group of people, but there's no pressure, really.
Do you feel like more nervous when you're acting than when you're doing stand-up?
Yeah, tomorrow I have a table read. I'm petrified.
What's what are y'all reading? What's the word you need help with?
There's a word in there that in my table read.
Wow, I love this. See, this is true love, isn't it? When a woman helps a man with a word.
Well, we'll do that later.
It is, though.
We'll do that later. But what's the question?
It's cute though, and it's cool.
I'm helpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Theo Vaughn. Gang, gang.
Gang.
I love that. Who is
hey,
that?
Guys, I'm a big fan and a freshman in high school. I'm getting tested soon for ADD/ADHD, ooh. And I'm almost certain that I have it. I also have a condition called, tinnitus?
Tinnitus.
Whoop.
In the ear?
Tinnitus.
The ringing of the ear?
Which is a ringing in the ear. My ringing is nonstop, so I've never heard silence. These things combined with the fact that I'm terrible at math have made school very hard for me, and have caused me to have suicidal thoughts since elementary school. I've lost hope that I'm going to get through high school, but my parents are dead set on me going to college. The only things I'm interested in are pursuing writing and blacksmithing.
Ooh.
What should I do? My name is Mini Milo.
Well, Mini Milo, blacksmithing, I would change the name of it because people are going to think that it's, you know, some type of slavery.
Yeah. No, people know what blacksmithing is.
A lot of people don't, and I wouldn't just run around saying it.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, a lot of even some black people might even be like, whoa, guy.
Yeah.
Tone it down a little, you know. Too soon, guy. Too soon, and it's 2018, so. I'm going to say this for this guy, Mini Milo.
Yeah.
First of all, having a name like Mini Milo is going to make it tough for you to get a job anywhere outside of probably being like a disc jockey or something. Look, man, I think, you know, working metalworks and doing metallurgy and all of that or whatever, you know, busting out with iron or fucking around with some copper or some heated metals or whatever, you know, that's beautiful stuff, dude. Get out there. You get a special helmet. You know, you get a fucking torch, and it probably keeps your mind pretty focused. So even if you have ADD, you can't like forget about what you're doing when you have a fucking torch going, you know? So even if somebody with ADD is going to focus while there's fire flying out of their hands.
Right.
So it sounds like that, man. Go build some necklaces, build a bridge, bro. Build whatever the fuck you want, dude.
Yeah, swords.
Yeah, build swords.
That's what I would do, swords.
I feel like he's at an advantage. He knows. How old is he?
19, a freshman in high school.
Yeah, he's what, 15, and he knows two things that he loves and is good at.
Wow. Mm.
Like, that's like when I was 15, I didn't know anything. Like, I kind of sort of like wanted to be in the medical field, but I think I just said that to appease my parents. Like, I didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do. So yeah, you're doing just fine. About the tinnitus,
he's only 15.
Yeah, he's 15.
And he got tinnitus too.
What is tinnitus?
But tinnitus is the ringing in your ear. Ringing. I get it when I'm really dehydrated, mm-hmm. and if I've like worked out too hard, and you just get the whoom, and it's really, really unpleasant. I would go see a really good EENT doctor.
Where does he live? What city?
He didn't say.
He doesn't know, probably.
I have to know.
I mean, he's the ringing could be pretty bad. And also, I don't mind a little ringing in my ear during the holidays. It's the rest of the season when it really gets on my nerves, you know?
Yeah, but tinnitus is shitty.
But why does tinnitus sound so fucking good?
Yeah, you know? It does, right?
What do you got, tinnitus?
Yeah.
It sounds like tonight's the night you're going to fucking party.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, no, there is no tomorrow,
what are
baby.
We doing tonight? Yeah. Tinnitus?
I got tinnitus.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Dude, you heard I'm not going to live through the night, so this is it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got tinnitus?
Yeah. Sounds like a drug, actually.
Yeah,
it
does,
like an indie
dude.
Film.
Yeah.
It does sound like an indie film.
What are you shooting up, tinnitus?
Oh, fucking somebody else. Eric Dickerson or whatever texted me.
Who?
Griffin.
Dickerson. What did Griffin text you?
Nothing. He just fucking sent a blank bubble. What else, man? What else we got?
We got one more good one.
Okay,
it's for all three of you. Hey, guys. I'm a big fan from NYC, and I have a question for all of you. There's a Japanese film called Afterlife. Its premise is when you die, you get to pick a single moment, good or bad, in your afterlife to relive over and over.
Oh,
what
shit.
What moment would you choose?
Wait, hang on. You get to pick one good one, huh? thing in your life?
Its premise is when you die, you get to pick a single moment, good or bad, in your life to relive over and over in the afterlife. What moment would you
over
choose?
Over and over. So my whole afterlife is just going to be that same thing on replay, like on repeat.
Groundhog Day.
Is it one day or just one moment? If it's a day, that's cool.
It's a moment. The guy said moment at the beginning.
But a moment could, I guess, be a whole.
It can't be a super long fucking moment. That's called a day.
Well, there you go. Theo set the parameters for this question.
Yeah. No, I'm a time cop, man. I don't like it when people get...
Sorry, Roger.
So, a moment.
Yeah.
God dang, yeah, a moment.
Can we get the definition one more time?
Yeah, a moment.
What is that?
Probably that coffee shop with Kalila.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my God, sweetie, that's so sweet, but that's not what I had in mind.
Can you tell Theo what that moment
tell
was?
Tell me about that.
When I went to the coffee shop to...
Well, take me there.
Now, let me ask you, in this moment... In this moment...
He's taking it back.
No, in this moment, though, am I aware of what the moment is, or am I just kind of...
I don't think...
Because I had a hard time parking, right? So,
wait,
in my head, I'm like... You know, if I go, oh, this is the day I meet Kalila, this coffee shop, I don't mind looking for parking. But if I have to relive the moment of me parking and then not knowing why I'm parking or whatever.
I don't think you experience it. You experience it once and it resets. Everything resets.
Mm.
So it's just that.
Oh, well, then it's got to be a fucking thing.
That doesn't have
just
to
took
be.
Away the beautiful. The day I met Kalila.
You can fuck anywhere, bro. You can only meet Kalila
I think it's the
once.
Day. Remember I was doing those like in and outs real quick into your vagina?
Oh, we were doing circuit training.
Yeah, about
circuit training. We do circuit training.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Well,
you stick the ticket in and we did
a
5 times.
You just gotta go like four pumps now and then go to the corner
that
and like
fun.
Do 5 jumping jacks.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
and then like you'd come around and I'd like blow him 4 times and then go back to another corner, do another like do some abs.
That moment.
Oh, wow.
I was working out and getting myself off.
I like that. Circuit training, huh?
Yeah. So that's beautiful. Was the moment, I think.
Barry's boot camp.
Wow, huh?
What about your moment?
Buried boot camp. Burying that deck.
I don't know. I can't think of...
It won't be that moment, I'll tell you that right now.
No, you know, this is going to sound really bad.
You're a child?
But I was once... You know that feeling when you're young and you're so in love and there's just a perfect song is playing? It's at this one moment at a strip club and I was sitting on top of a boy that I really liked and we had just met that night and the stars just aligned. He eventually turned into an asshole.
Yeah, but
I hated
I'm not
him.
In that.
I know, but I'm just saying. I don't care about the person. I just cared about the feeling.
Yes. Oh, then I have a moment then.
What is it?
Staring at Tara Black's toes for 16 hours?
No. My moment is when I was in...
Gross, huh?
I was in Beirut.
Yeah.
And I was... It was
the strip club?
No. Oh, yeah, you told the story. The really pretty woman.
Moroccan woman, yeah.
Yeah, see, that feeling.
Because I was taking the elevators up, and I couldn't believe I was going to have sex with this Moroccan woman.
Wow. Was she definitely Moroccan?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we went in, and we did it, and that was a pretty good moment.
I take mine back.
No, you can't.
I take mine back.
Mine's still going to be the you
the
and
coffee
I.
shop. Okay, mine was our third day at the attic.
All right.
That one was much better.
What's I don't
that,
believe you.
Because the first time we met, we didn't hold hands. We didn't do any of that. Mm-hmm. I was just sort of watching him trying to find people who he was hoping would recognize him.
Yeah.
He would like put himself like he would like, oh, let's go in that skate shop. And I knew what he was doing.
Trying to get
was
free just, shit.
He was looking for someone to be like, can I take a picture with you? Just right. so he would impress me. It wasn't until the third date till we actually, you know, broke through all that other bullshit. So maybe that.
Wow. And did that make you upset that he was doing that?
No. I kind of anticipated it.
Yeah.
What about you, Theo? What's your moment?
One of my greatest moments or a moment that I would relive? He said, what was it again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you relive the same moment.
The moment you would relive over and over in your afterlife.
It would reset. It would reset. Reset. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Not filling that frisbee up in that tunnel. That's for sure. Not that sporting goods and not hanging out in the sporting goods section. My bowels even rumble a little if I even walk through a sporting goods section.
Ooh.
Yeah. A moment that I would relive over and over again. Probably the first time that I watched Bridges of Madison County. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
I really do like that movie a lot.
It's a great movie, man.
When he looks through
the rear view mirror.
Right, and he sees her. Mm-hmm. That's so sad.
And she like grabs like the handle of the door and she just can't decide if she's going to get out.
What a good movie.
Probably the first time I ever saw that.
Mm. I take mine back again.
No, you can't anymore.
You've done it five times.
Yeah, five times.
I know, but it was
see,
driving.
This is the problem.
I was on the road with my sister.
Hey, you give a girl a moment, she takes a mile. That's the problem.
She takes a day.
Yeah. But does it even matter? It doesn't even matter what moment it is because if it resets... Then it's like, who gives a shit? If it's me grocery shopping at Gelson's.
That's a good
moment. That's a good one. You're at peace. You're at calm.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
Or just like cuddling in bed with your animals.
Yeah, that'd be a good moment.
If you were forced to choose a bad moment, which one would you live over and over?
A bad moment?
Because the option in the movie was good or bad. So I'm sure some people chose bad.
A bad moment that I could relive over and over?
Yeah. Or at least, yeah. You would hate to relive over and over, maybe.
Oh, would I hate to relive?
Yeah.
How about could it be a moment where something bad happened, but I could make different decisions?
Theo, parameters?
For this moment?
Yeah.
You can't see very far. You can only see about 10 feet.
Oh, I see.
There you go.
Oh, and here's the thing. And right. There is an extreme cold front coming.
Oh, I see.
One that is going to kill a lot of people.
All right, with that involved?
Divide, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
You know what the bad moment was? My first TV spot.
Oh.
I was so green that I was just terrible. I was so nervous. It was a show called Friday Night Videos. And it was my first TV spot, and I was so bad that they didn't even air it.
And what was it? What kind of was it? Stand up comedy?
Stand up, yeah.
Dude, mine was too. They didn't air it.
Really?
Yeah.
What was yours?
Craig Ferguson.
They didn't air Craig Ferguson?
I thought they had to.
They didn't. They paid me for it. I mean, they just paid me like whatever it was.
Did it hurt you when they didn't do it?
It hurt my feelings, yeah.
Wow, that would have been devastating.
Why did they give you reasons? Yes.
They said some of the wording or something, the way that I'd said something. I couldn't say it like that.
I didn't even know that they could do that, though. You know, Craig lives right over here.
Is he really?
Yeah, have you talked to him since then?
No.
Ooh,
you know what? I'm going to tell Craig to book you on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Tell him he owes me one.
Yeah, I really I really want to do that.
Tell him there's a guy. He's in the program. And good. He's never been. He did a set on your show and it didn't air.
Yeah, can we? I wanted to set that up.
I'd love to do
that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because how long ago was that?
10 years.
Damn.
Yeah, but you were so green probably then.
Yeah, but still. I mean, I'd worked hard and got a good set. I put it in there.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I've been cut out of movies.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, where you went to a movie theater and you're watching it and you're like, I'm not in it.
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, right? Well, no, I'm still in it. Oh, but I'm being completely cut out.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah. But you can find them at any Panda Express, guys, if you fucking keep your eyes open, you know? Ridge Wild.
Well, I did not know that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was yours?
The Friday Night Videos. And when it was my first one, and when it didn't air, I just was devastated by it. Mm. And then years later, I did Premium Blend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the set was bad. And then when I saw it back, it was bad. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then, but then when I walked around a couple of times, people recognized me from it.
Mm.
So I thought it wasn't that bad, you know, from how I imagined it.
Mm-hmm.
But early on, man, those things are so important.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it just means a lot to you. I can't believe those are your legs. They look like they don't even fucking go with your body. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I'm old, man.
No, I'm not saying you're old. I think you're nice looking. I just think that it seems crazy to have legs like that.
I also want to tell people about my obsession with the Next Generation Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it good or bad obsession?
It's a great obsession. And if you haven't seen Star Trek Next Generation, there's an episode I want you to see called The Inner Light, Season 5, second to the last episode.
That's a two-hour one?
It's a one-hour one. It's one of the greatest sci-fi episodes I've ever seen. It'll change your life, guys. So please watch. What's your top five movies before we go?
Top five movies, Bridges of Madison County, Dream Team.
Really?
Yeah, Dream Team's good, dude. Michael Keaton?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Christopher Lewis?
Yeah, Dream Team.
Is Christopher Lewis Christopher Lloyd.
Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. Christopher Lewis is this lady I know that married that man named Christopher Lewis, and he was a fucking asshole.
Okay, whatever.
What else? My favorite movies are The Patriot, obviously.
You know who's in that?
Mel Gibson and Kirk Fox.
Kirk Fox is in that.
How great is that?
Yeah, that's great.
He's the best.
He's the best in that, yeah.
Yep, so that...
I remember watching that movie in the theater, mm-hmm. and going, that's the guy that works at the tennis shop by my house. That's
so Finding Neverland, I like. Mm-hmm. And
these are eclectic, weird movies, bro.
Are they?
Yeah.
And
because generally people go, oh, Apocalypse Now, or you know, something like that.
The Godfather.
Godfather.
Yeah. I also like that other movie, Frequency, with Dennis Quaid in it. Have you seen that one?
No.
Where he finds an old radio and he's able to talk to his father who died.
Oh, wow.
It's a ghost.
It's a good movie.
What was the one where they were like little people and they're inside the body?
Oh, I know what it is. It's called Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No.
Love that.
There was one where Martin Short gets into a little tiny space. No, he gets into a little spaceship.
What is it?
No, it's not a Fantastic Voyage.
No.
And they go inside the body, and now he has to live inside somebody's, like, bloodstreams.
Inner space?
What?
Inner space?
Inner space.
Mm. Is it good? It sounds bad.
It's pretty bad, but I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty bad. What is a movie you guys like to watch together?
Well, my top five probably, have you seen Old Boy?
Yeah.
The Korean one.
It's not that great, yeah.
The Korean one?
Is that where they're all fighting in a school?
Oh, can't believe you just said that.
No, that's Battle Royale.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but this, yeah, but
that's also Japanese.
Also, I didn't
Royale.
Say that. Yeah, but also fuckhead. I didn't say that.
Oh, guy.
No, guy. What I'm saying, I said dude. A movie like I didn't like it. Oh. And it's like, that's not the movie I said.
What movie did you say?
Old
guy?
Boy, man.
Okay, I don't watch it.
Oh, I know. But what I'm saying to you, White, is to watch it.
Whoa, I will try and watch it.
That's
I've seen the advertisements. It doesn't look that great.
Advertisement?
Yeah.
There is no advertisement.
Yes, it is. It looks like there's a troubled, long-haired Japanese guy outside of a fucking lot of, like, bright lights, and he has a jacket that's kind of, like,
damn, that's kind
disheveled.
That is kind of true.
True.
I can name your top movies, I think.
Yeah, name the rest of them, Old Boy. Okay.
Paris, Texas.
Old Yeller. I'll match Old Boy with Old Yeller.
No, Eraserhead's not.
Anything with Akira Kurosawa.
Yeah, I like Rushmore. It's probably my top.
It's good
really?
If you like
that's
to.
That's your top? Rushmore? Yeah,
I know.
Rushmore
that's what I said so when he said it.
Anyway, thanks for listening to another episode of Tiger Belly.
You know Tiger Belly is a delicacy?
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it? What's in it?
Tiger Belly.
an actual tiger's belly.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way anyone's eating a tiger.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're solitary creatures, too. It's not like...
No, when they are unsolitary.
Anyway, listen, thanks for... Thanks for listening to another episode of Tiger Belly.
Go to ridgewallet.com/what?
/99
Tiger Belly.
Tiger Belly.
Promo code Tiger Belly.
Promo code Tiger Belly.
And, I was a little off today, but you know what?
I think I thought so.
Dude,
look, I love being around you, man, and it's nighttime, and I don't usually like to talk at nighttime.
Yeah, but I really like being with you.
I like being with
you,
too, man.
And I think that one day we should do something together.
Yeah, like what kind of thing? You mean like a, ooh,
like an internet video or something?
Whoa.
Oh, come on. You can do bigger
Better
than that.
Better than that.
Buddy, let's do like a buddy cop.
I feel like you guys can do like a buddy show, like a real series.
Yeah.
A real show.
That's right. I could see it maybe like about, oh, I know what it is. I'm blind, or you're blind.
Yeah, and you're deaf? They did that movie.
No. No, you're blind and I'm gluten-free.
Right. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're stuck in a burning bakery.
Right.
And it's called the Burning Baker Boys.
The Burning Baker Boys? Yeah.
Are you guys brothers?
We're not brothers, but we're cousins, and we also don't know this. We could be brothers.
You and I work at it like at AM, PM. How about this? Let's just
No, that's
up.
Too easy, man.
Nothing happened yet, bro.
Oh, it's too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, it sounds fucking way easy, man.
I know, but just the premise.
What about the last hitchhikers that you and me hitchhiking across America or a different country?
Wow. More of a reality show?
Yeah, sure.
When we were in Kauai, they had a lot of hitchhikers.
There you go.
There.
But where are they going?
There was another premise. about this? The show that I pitched a show with me and David Cho. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could work with me and Thea. We're handcuffed.
And you travel across America.
But this is a real show. And we have to stay handcuffed.
Learning magic.
For like 6 months. Not learning.
You travel across America learning magic. In hopes that we'll get undone.
But a travel show?
Yeah.
That would be
good.
It would be a travel show.
But I feel like you guys wouldn't necessarily fight.
Yeah, we wouldn't
do
that.
You would get along. I feel like you and David Cho are very antagonistic, so you would somebody would be injured at some point.
The Last War. We needed a movie called The Last War, and it's you and me taking people to revisit Sarajevo.
All
we
right.
just talked about Sarajevo last week.
Dude, anyway, Theo...
yeah.
Thanks for Theo... anyway...
Trying to break the record? What's going on?
Yeah, thanks for... What are we at now?
What is going on?
What are we at now?
What happened?
Oh, he's a little far from me. It's 130. I think someone has 150. Ian?
What, for how long the episode's been at?
Yeah, Brett Morin went pretty far, too.
Oh, I can imagine that. He's
no, 130's fine. Okay. That's perfect.
Yeah, 130's a very long time. It's very late.
Hour and a half. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, give Theo Von a round of applause.
All right, thank you, guys. And I appreciate it, Bobby. Thank you so much.
Any show dates, Bobby? Anything, show dates for Bobby?
Not for a while.
Not for a while. Guys, thanks again.
Slep King, huh?
Slep King.
He's going back to Slep?
Mm-hmm. Thanks again to Ridge Wallet. Help support the show by getting a deal on these front pocket carry wallets. Go to ridgewallet.com. Use the promo code TIGERBELLY for 10% off. Shout out to everybody who gave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We just hit 3,400 reviews, and it really helps. Make sure you check out Theo Von's podcast this past weekend because Bobby and him just did it. Follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. Okay. Email us any questions at TheTigerBelly@gmail.com. Ooh. You can follow Kalila on all social media at
Calamity K. Oh. My God, baby.
Oh, and Bobby's ball sack is out. This is TigerBelly.
Wow,
see you next
very
week.
Very dark. Very dark.
Are yours much darker? I don't find them dark.
Ooh. Like that looks like a delicacy.
Delicacy.
Wow, bro. I can't believe you had that, bro.
Oh, you flex your, you can flex your butt.
Are you flexing your nuts? That's insane, bro. Wow, bro.